Well, don't shoot the messenger or anything, but it is the one-week mark before kids start heading back to school. For the wee ones, that means new backpacks and some sweet crayons, but for others, that might mean moving into a new dorm room. Well, the boys over at the Aurelia Fire Service stop by our studio to hand down a few safety tips on moving into that dorm and being prepared. Fire Inspector Terry Duff says, don't cheap out.
One of the things is using non-power bars, using just those little plug-in things that make outlet from 2 into 6. Make sure they use anything that's a listed product when you're inside those schools. Make sure it has a circuit interrupter so that any power that's overloaded will shut off at that bar.
You'll also want to get to know the building you're living in now.
It's just a matter of knowing what to do and make sure you follow the escape plans that are provided for you within the building. Those are things that we seem to forget about as we get older. We forget all the things that we learned when we were in the primary schools and learning how to do an escape, and we need to take that into consideration. Take a look at the building, know your ways out, and learn them.
At the end of the day, however, Duff says fire prevention, it's just a matter of common sense.
It's the biggest thing, you just have to take care. Remember, if you're using a candle, use it safely. Make sure it's in a glass hurricane, that it's protected, you never leave it unattended. You want to make sure when you're cooking, you look while you cook, you stay in the kitchen. Always make sure you're doing it and watching correctly, and make sure you don't cook with loose clothing and all that stuff. No combustibles on the stove. Just the things that we learn when we're in primary school, we got to make sure we adhere to them as we get older.
We'll have more on back-to-school safety for all grade levels all this week.